I hate bees. For you bee lovers out there who hang bee border in your bedroom, I'm sorry, but I really do hate bees. What did the bees do to you, LJ? Glad you asked. It all happened when I was a young lad visiting my grand folks in West Virginia. Grandpa went out to the fields to work, so while he worked, I went snooping around the old car in the field. I don't know old cars. I don't know if it was a 50-something Chevy or a 60-something Dodge, but I know it was old. And while I was snooping, I was greeted by a black and yellow security guard armed with a stinger.
Hey, I don't want any trouble, buddy. I just want to see the car.
So I gave the bee a casual swat with my hand to keep him at bay, and he stung me. I looked toward him like a dying man who had just been shot, wondering, what did I ever do to you? But he was gone. He had sniped me and then retreated to brag to his bee buddies. I looked down at my hand to survey the damage. As the poison worked in my bloodstream, my finger began to swell, bigger and bigger and bigger. It looked like I got into a fist fight with a flagpole and lost. I spent the rest of that fateful summer day in bed trying to keep the swelling down. And that, my friends, is why I hate bees. For all of you bee lovers, bee haters, and all in between, you're listening to LJ Harry, and you're listening to I Hate Bees on Simplify. Now imagine my fear when I was mowing around our little shed at our house when we first moved back to Mount Vernon, and I was again greeted by more black and yellow buzzers. They looked just like the bee who stung me that summer, so I ran away. I didn't go near that shed for days for fear of being stung. Then I found out something very interesting. These bees don't have stingers. They're called carpenter bees. Now, they can chew a shed apart with their chainsaw jaws, but they don't sting because they can't. And so for the rest of that summer and all the summers after that summer, I mowed around our shed. I even sang when I mowed around our shed because I knew these little buggers can't sting me. A few of you may be afraid of bees, but almost all of us are afraid of another little bugger. His name is Death, and he's been buzzing around a lot lately. With COVID-19, it seems like every time I log on to Facebook or open my email or answer my phone or read a text, there's another funeral for another faithful saint of God. There's another diagnosis. There's another terminal diagnosis. And some of those saints of God have been taken in their dim twilight years, but others have been taken in their bright daylight years. And when we hear that news, we fear. What if we're next? What if our family is Facebook's next funeral? And that's understandable, but may I remind you of something you already know but may need to remember? Death can't sting us. Jesus took the sting out of death with an old rugged cross and an empty tomb. And now we can say, along with those who skip down golden streets, O grave, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? Was it still a little frightening to mow around the shed? Sure it was. I was not chummy with the bees. I still steered as clear as I could when they came near, but they didn't keep me from mowing the lawn or getting Mackie her bike out of the shed, and they certainly didn't keep me from singing. Is the thought of dying a little frightening? Sure it is. I've never died before. I probably have one shot at it. And I'm not asking for an early exit, which is the reason I don't play chicken with semis. But I do know if the Lord calls me home before a trumpet calls all of us home, I'm ready. Take heart, my friends. Death doesn't have its sting anymore. So don't let it rob you from living, and certainly don't let it rob you from singing. Now, if you'll excuse me, I still have a lawn to mow and a song to sing. Would you pray with me right now? Lord Jesus, you are so good. You are so faithful. Your gospel is so powerful. Thank you for what you did for us on Calvary. Thank you for how you paid the price to purchase us. Thank you for how much you love us. Thank you, Jesus, for taking the sting out of death and taking fear out of our hearts about it. I pray today, help us, Lord, to be able to say as the Apostle Paul, to live as Christ, to die as gain. Help us to live our life, sing as much as we possibly can, make as many disciples as we can, and help us to get ready for your coming or for our departure. Either way, we want to be ready. We love you, Help us to live a life that honors you, in Jesus' name. Amen. When I first published this article, I published it in the Ohio Apostolic News, which is the district magazine for which I'm the editor. I also submitted it to Pentecostal Herald at the time, which was the magazine for the United Pentecostal Church, and they published it. Thank you, Pentecostal Herald, now called Pentecostal Life. And I got hate mail. You would not believe it, but I got hate mail from two Belovers. And one of them was pretty upset that I had taken a shot at their bee buddies. And I know we need bees, and I bemoan the Myrtle Hornets that came into the Pacific Northwest to try to take out our honeybees. But at the same time, I don't want to get stung, so I still feel the same way I still felt then. I still hate bees. I want to save you the email or the text or the social media post. You don't have to tell me how wonderful bees are and how helpful they are to us. I understand that. I hope this episode helped a little bit to remind us that death doesn't have its sting anymore. Jesus took that sting out of death when he conquered death on the cross and the empty tomb. If this devotion has helped you, or if you want to share this with one of your apiarist friends who have bees, feel free to do so. Let them know about Simplify. If it's blessed you, I hope and pray it will bless them. You can also purchase a copy of the devotional Simplify. That was where this podcast originally launched. It's a 52-week devotional, and it's available for purchase on PentecostalPublishing.com. It's available in print for all of those who like to hold a book, and it's available on Kindle for all of those who like to read on a screen. Because of COVID and all the youth camps that have been canceled, I know a lot of students are disappointed and miss that youth camp experience. So allow me to take you on a trip down memory lane next week. I want to share with you a devotion called One Tuesday in July, and it's about one particular youth camp service that completely changed my life. And anybody who was there on that Tuesday night in that senior high camp in 2013 in Ohio will remember that One Tuesday in July. I look forward to sharing that with you next week, and always look forward to walking closer with Jesus as we walk through Simplify.